Jacob's return to Canaan with his family and all his goods was blessed by a special mark of God's presence. On coming home, Jacob knew that sooner or later he would meet his brother Esau, who bitterly resented and hated him. Having been cheated and robbed by Jacob when the two brothers were living with their parents, Esau had decided to kill him. So before reaching the River Jordan, Jacob was reassured by a heavenly encounter. Some angels of God met him. When Jacob saw them, he said, "This is the camp of God." So he named that place Mahanaim, which means two camps, his own camp and that of the angels. Esau was living in the country of Edom, known at first as the land of Mount Seir, which stretched to the south of the Dead Sea as far as the Gulf of Aqaba. Jacob decided to send messengers to Esau with respectful greetings. The messengers returned to tell Jacob that his brother was coming to meet him with 400 men. Fearing an attack, Jacob was in great distress. He divided the people and animals into two groups, thinking that if one group was attacked, the other could escape. Then he prayed to the Lord with all his heart. O God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, you said to me, "Return to your country, and I will make you prosper. I am not worthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant. I had only my staff when I crossed this Jordan, but now I have become two groups. Save me, I pray, from the hand of my brother Esau, for I am afraid that he will come and attack me, and also the mothers with their children. But you have said, 'I will make your descendants like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted.'" The next day he prepared a generous gift for his brother. He took several hundred animals, goats, ewes, rams, donkeys, camels, cows, and bulls, which he divided into several herds. He sent these off in the care of servants. He told the servants to greet Esau with a humble and very respectful message, hoping to appease his brother's anger. In the place where they were camping, there was an affluent of the Jordan called the Jabbok. That night Jacob got up, took all his people, and made them cross the ford. His two wives, the two maidservants, his 11 sons, the men and all the flocks crossed the stream, and then he sent over all his possessions. But Jacob himself remained behind. He wanted to be alone, to seek help and comfort from his God. But Jacob was confronted with an adversary. A man came to him, and Jacob had to wrestle with him till daybreak. For the patriarch, the struggle was both physical and spiritual. Jacob had two natures. On the one hand, there was the believer who had received the divine promises. On the other, the natural man with his cunning and deceit. The divine visitor wrestled with Jacob so as to make him recognize his weakness and selfish spirit, but Jacob fought back. He had always taken things into his own hands and managed his own affairs. Finally, the heavenly visitor touched the socket of his hip so that it was wrenched. The man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob held on to his opponent and replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. By giving his name, the patriarch was in fact admitting that he was a supplanter, a deceiver, because that was the meaning of the name Jacob. He was confessing his true nature. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men. Israel means he who struggles with God." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." The man replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, which means the face of God, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." Next episode, Jacob meets Esau.